A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 28. Jesus left the temple and was going away when his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. But he answered them, "You see all of these, do you not? Truly I say to you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be a sign of your coming, and the close of the age?" And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places, and these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down to take what is in his house, and let the one who is in the field not turn back and take his cloak. And alas, for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days, pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on a Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such has not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, 'Look, he is in the wilderness,' do not go out. If they say to you, 'Look, he is in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jeff Schanbacher, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Jefferson City, Missouri.
The disciples have questions, and so do we. I'd still love to know how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. But seriously, there are more important questions. The other day, I was asked a question by our Christian day school children. Here was one: "Pastor, why did the sun have to come up in the east and set in the west and not the other way around?" There was another one: "Once sin entered the world, why didn't God just start over?" And recently a little girl asked me, whose cat had died, "Will my cat be with me in heaven?" Scriptures do help us answer many of questions, but on this side of paradise, some of them are a bit of a mystery. We want to know the answers, and how we wish they were so simple, like the Sunday school answer, that we could just say, "Jesus." In the reading today, the disciples asked Jesus about questions concerning the destruction of the temple and the end of the world as we know it. We, as the disciples, ponder same questions. History tells us that Jesus was foretelling of the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, and he, as far as the close of the age, gave the reference to the calamity that would befall this earth. For some of us, we want to know even more than that. As Jesus tells us the end is coming, what questions do you have? I mean, you do know the end is drawing near, don't you? There will be those who, as Jesus indicates, will stand firm to the end and be saved. Then there will be those who fall away, betray one another, and hate one another. These will be on the last day, those that will be separated from God forever. When will this happen? So that we can know for sure that we are part of those who endure and are saved. First, Jesus tells us that the signs of the end are all around us. Many of us know of those attacks on the Twin Towers on 2001. We remember the smoke, the chaos, the loss of life. We still see wars waging in the Middle East, the Ukraine, and who knows where it'll be next. Lives are still lost. Earthquakes, famines, lava spewing volcanoes, famines, religious persecution like ISIS, ISIL, Ebola, cancer, bodies wasting away. Squabbling, distrust, divorce, hate, even bloodshed attack those we love. Jobs lost, bank accounts dwindle, hearts crushed. Yes, those signs are all around us. The end is coming. Some still want to know more, and there's many choices that people can find to look for answers to tough questions. But they look in places like horoscopes, Ouija boards, psychic hotlines, scientific theories, Dr. Whoever's, and logical thinkers. To listen to them will not give us the promise of a blessed end. Others look to money, prestige, and self-improvement. That, too, will not give them the answers they need. Jesus warns us not to look in this direction. These sources will not give us lasting hope. During those 3 years of discipleship school that the men in our reading, the disciples, who stood around Jesus that day, during those years, Jesus gave them the answers they needed for the eternal future. This was the only and reliable source. It's the same source you and I have to answer all the tough questions. And that person is Jesus. He supplies the answers. He is the temple, the dwelling place of the divine that willingly was destroyed for our hope and future. This God-man, Jesus Christ, purposefully fell to pieces upon the cross as life left his body and blood came from his side. This answer puzzles the world, but not us, with whom the Holy Spirit dwells. That holy temple, Jesus' body, may have looked to the world like it was destroyed by the beating and the pain and the deadly cross, but we know for us there, that destruction answers the call for our redemption. Jesus is the answer that brought us forgiveness. Jesus is the answer as on Easter morning, our eternal destiny over death and the grave became secure. We have the answer to sin, death, and eternal life, and that answer is Jesus. Jesus answered your need. He was connected to you through, as he said, the gospel of the kingdom proclaimed. That's been proclaimed to you in his word. It's been given to you in your baptism. You receive it each and every time you come for that faith-strengthening body and blood he gives in Holy Communion. Jesus is the answer we need through enduring faith that's given to us by the Holy Spirit. Jesus answers your today, your tomorrow, and the end of days. Endure to the end. Spread the gospel. People need to hear it, and then the end will come.
We thank Pastor Jeff Schanbacher for today's meditation on God's Word.